Welcome to The Journey, Season 2. The Journey Season 1 was to help you on your journey to Jesus. Season 2 is to help you on your journey with Jesus. We want to answer the question in these videos of, I've received Jesus as my Savior, now what? If you don't know Jesus as your Savior yet, please click on the Season 1 link that's above that'll take you to our YouTube channel where you can watch some videos on how to come to Jesus. In Britain, during our last parliamentary elections, I learned that new MPs have somebody assigned to them at Parliament to help them to know what to do. And so as they arrive, this person will show them around and introduce them to the different facilities that are there and make them aware of how the job of an MP works. That's really what we desire to do as we come to what is called discipleship. And that is helping somebody that has come to new faith in Jesus Christ, to know then how to walk with Jesus as their Savior. Acts chapter 2, there's a story about an event that took place at Pentecost, a Jewish feast day. And the gift of God's Spirit was given, as Jesus said, as he ascended up into heaven, he told his disciples that if he stayed, the Holy Spirit wouldn't come, but after he left, he would send the Spirit of God, who is God, to indwell those that would come to faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. When the Spirit of God came upon the apostles, there was some bold preaching and declaration of truth that took place. And Peter was preaching to some of those that had even crucified Christ. And he said to them in verse 23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. In other words, as he spoke about Christ, he said, this wasn't an accident that Jesus Christ was crucified. Jesus came, as the song says, he was born to die upon Calvary. And so this was God's will, this was God's plan, but he said, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Again, it's a bold message to those that were there that would look at their hands as if bloodstained with the guilt of what they had done to Jesus Christ. But he says, whom God raised up, the resurrection, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. It was never God's plan that Jesus die and remain in the grave. Jesus died to pay for our sins, and God would bring him back, showing the power that God has of everlasting life. In verse 37, it says about those that listened to this message, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. That means there was an intense conviction that took place. They understood their guilt before God. And they cried out and they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission or forgiveness and cleansing of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He told them, repent and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior, and then follow the Lord in believer's baptism, and that gift of the precious Holy Spirit, the person of life, would indwell them. It says, then they that gladly received his word. These were people that responded as they listened to that message. They said, ah, that's what I need. And they put their faith in Jesus Christ. And as they did that, they gladly did that. And then it says they were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I want to draw out for us that statement, there was added unto them. What is the them that it's speaking about? What is the first thing that somebody that is a new believer in Christ needs to do after they get saved? And the idea is that they need to join with a local New Testament church, a local assembly that the Bible calls the ecclesia. That's the Greek word for the word church. And there were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple. And so this was, again, a local church. They assembled together, and they began to meet together and get together and speak about God. And it says, and in breaking bread from house to house, that's the Lord's supper and the communion and the fellowship, they did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so there is a local church that the Bible speaks about. There is a local church that Jesus Christ established as he went up into heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit to come and indwell those that were believers, and then they would join together in this local New Testament body. And so, what local church does Jesus want you to join? There's a lot of different churches. Some people, they might have just gotten saved and they look around and think, well, there's Pentecostal churches, there's Mormon churches, there's Catholic churches, there's Protestant churches, there's all these religions. How do I identify what is a good local New Testament church? Well, there's four things that might help you as you consider that. The first is that find a church that teaches salvation is only by faith in Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And it's by faith in me. It's not by works. It's not by a religion that teaches good people go to heaven. Secondly, find a church that teaches that Jesus Christ is God, that he's deity. And in lesson three of this second series, we'll deal with that in detail, how Jesus Christ is God, that he's creator, that he's eternal, that he's worshiped, that he forgives sins, that he's the only begotten Son of the Father. There's so many ways the Bible identifies Jesus Christ as God. And then find a church that baptizes believers by immersion. In other words, not an infant baptism, but somebody that has put their faith in Jesus Christ and then followed the Lord in believers' baptism by immersion. And this will be lesson two that we'll talk about next, what the Bible says about being baptized after I get saved. And then find a church, fourth, that doesn't look or sound like the world. It's not a church that you come into and you feel like you walked into a pub. It's not a church where you look at people and you don't see what is Christ like. But find a church that you look at people and say, those people are what I expect of a believer, somebody that is honoring God and obeying God and pleasing God and sounds right and looks right. And the music is good music and not like the music that I was used to in the world. And so what should I do now that I'm saved? The first thing is find a good local church.